It's no secret that more children are being diagnosed with autism. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 1 in 68 children have autism spectrum disorder. That jumps to 1 in 42 for boys. What will happen when all of those kids grow up, go to college, and try to find careers? A pair of Illinois State University researchers with their own special connection to autism are exploring that question. GLT's Ryan Denham talks to Professors Ronnie and Heather Gia about their research, starting with Ronnie's exploration of the links between autism and jobs in the IT field.
I have always been interested in understanding the factors that make one become interested in IT. So in other words, why do some students pursue an education and a career in IT, while others may be more interested in social sciences or humanities? So we found that one explanation to this question has to do with one's autistic tendencies. We know from prior research that autistic traits are directly associated with an over-engagement with objects and systems, and at the same time, a lack of interest in people and social interactions. So in many ways, computers are really the ideal toy, the ideal interest for those who are on the spectrum. Computers follow strict rules. All the variables are very well defined within the system. They're knowable, predictable, and in principle, they're controllable as well. So they're really logical, consistent machines, and they're really not known to have any mood swings, so to speak. So for those reasons, computers really would allow autistic individuals to meet the need to systemize. That is, to analyze, to control, and to build rule-based systems. So what people on the spectrum tend to be lacking, though, is to empathize. That is our ability to understand another person's behaviors and emotions, and to respond with appropriate emotions. Obviously, systemizing is very, very useful when we deal with computers, with machines, and anything that's rule-based, things that are in the physical world. But it is not all that useful when it comes to the social world. When one needs to predict moment by moment, changes in another person's emotion and behavior, and then be able to respond appropriately, that's very, very different, a very different process. So those on the spectrum would have their greatest difficulties in the playground, in relationships, and in social interactions, at the workplace, or any other situation that are unstructured, unpredictable, or situations that would require some social sensitivity. So that's why people on the spectrum tend to find IT to be appealing. Many pioneers in the field of computing are actually believed to be autistic. Many listeners may already know the name Alan Turing from the movie The Imitation Game. He broke Germany's Enigma code during World War II. He's believed to be autistic. Many contemporary IT leaders like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and many others also exhibit a lot of autistic traits as well.
The research was featured in a September issue of Redbird Scholar, ISU's magazine focusing on research and creative expression. You can read more about their research at illinoisstate.edu/redbirdscholar.